Matthew chapter 24. The title of the message today is Jesus on my mind. Jesus on my mind. Jesus presented himself in the scripture as the Son of God. But if you critically follow Matthew chapter 24, the entire chapter, it was emphatically saying, this is what will happen. Of course, he mentioned his father, but he was talking as the one that has the authority that knows what will happen. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. We will read a couple of verses from this chapter today. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Verse 5. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquake in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, will hate one another. Let's stop there. I said the title of the message is Jesus on my mind. Those who believe in God, those who want to make it to the presence of God, as we know that as much as we can live on earth, our lives, our speeches have limit. Okay? We don't live forever. Eventually, no matter how old we become, we are going to die. And after death, we know that it's not the end of everything. There will be awakening. Somebody will wake up again. All of us. And people that wake up, some will wake up into the kingdom of God. Some will wake up facing the judgment of eternal damnation called hellfire. There have been debates about what is hellfire. Some people say that there is no fire. God will not consume at the end. But one thing that seems to be a very much reason that everybody agree on is that the judgment that will come after death will mean there will not be presence of God to the group that God is punishing. Should I revise this? Let's assume there is hellfire. Once people die, the Bible says it is appointed unto man to die once. After that, it's judgment. Those that pass the judgment, they will go to heaven. Those that fail the judgment and do not receive positive reward, God will cast them into the lake of fire called hellfire. The Bible says there is fire that is burning with brimstone. Brimstone, in a complementary English language, they call it sulfur. Sulfur. If you are a science student, you study chemistry, you know sulfur emit a lot of heat. Okay? So, people that will be cast into the lake of fire will be burning where there is fire and brimstone, where there is heavy, high sulfate. Now, let's assume there is no hellfire. Some people argue. Of course, we know there is hellfire. There will still not be love and the presence of God where whatever God keep the people that could not make it to heaven. May we not lack the presence of God in our lives in Jesus' name. One thing I've come to understand is this. Every human being wants to be loved. A lot of people today will say, I don't care. It's not true. If you are a human being, blood is flowing through your vein, you want to be loved. Everybody wants to be loved. So you don't have to get crazy about it. It doesn't mean that if people don't love you, you go and die. No. But it is in our nature that we must be loved. So we don't really understand what we may miss if we don't make it to the presence of God. People that do not make it to the presence of God will lack love. And that love burns more than fire that burns in anybody's skin. And so, fire or no fire, when there is no presence of God during the judgment, it's a disaster for any human being who has our nature. May we not be candidates of hellfire in Jesus' name. May the Lord help us to reach our destination, which is the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Why do we want to go to heaven? We want to go to heaven because it's a place of joy. It's a place of peace. It's a place of contentment. We don't have to labor anymore. We don't have to suffer anymore. Everything will be working for our benefit. Even when we get to heaven, anything you are doing in heaven will be with pleasure. It's no more that I don't work, I know it. There is blessing forever, and it's an unlimited, unending blessing that will follow you as a child of God. Now, how? What will qualify us for this kingdom of God is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can go to the Father except through me. That's what John chapter 14 verse 6 says. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can come to the Father except through me. Let's pause a little bit and think about that. That can be very offensive to those that are not Christians. Okay? People that are not Christians, they feel like we are so judgmental, we are so self-centered, we think like we are better than other people. It comes like that if you are not a Christian. But unfortunately, it wasn't my statement. It was the statement of Jesus. Jesus Christ said, nobody will go to God except you pass through him. And that is why it is very essential for anybody, any human being, to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, to accept him as is our personal Lord and Savior. And through that, the gate of heaven will be open for you. Amen? Either young or old, every one of us must pass through that stage in our life for us to be called the children of God. Am I talking to somebody? Please don't let us get carried away with, I'm going to the church, I am a Christian, I was born a Christian, my parents are Christian, I'm from this denomination, and you are from that denomination. All these things are good, but they become useless without you as a person, myself, as a person. Personally saying, I confess Jesus Christ, I accept him into my life as my personal Lord and Savior. If you have not done that, please, it doesn't matter how long you have been in the church, please do that. Make that declaration so that God can write your name in the book of life, so that after you die, you will not be disappointed at the gate of heaven, so that you will not be rejected and be cast into that place called lake of fire, the place that we have the absence of God, that we'll be missing the love of God, that we'll be missing the love of a father, where you will never be loved anymore. It is very important that you and I make that declaration, that nobody is pointing a gun on our head to say, that nobody is pushing or pressing us to say, but that comes willingly from our heart. Brothers and sisters, it does not reduce you, it does not reduce me for saying that and for making that declaration. Does it make you a lesser person? Does it degrade you? No. So let us come to that place of realization, actualization, place of humility, acceptance that I am a human being, God is God. I confess him as my personal Lord and Savior. I repent from my sin. I ask him, God, please come and be my father. I will be your child. Please, I can preach sermons of blessings. I can preach sermons of breakthroughs. Last Sunday was one of those. But remember, all these things become useless without Jesus Christ in your life. I want us to bow down our heads. And I want you to pray this prayer into your life and make this declaration and confirmation that you are now for Jesus. Nobody is pushing you. You don't feel like saying it, don't say it. But if you feel like saying it based on what you have heard so far, say, God, I humble myself. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. When you come, I don't want to be disappointed. I want to make it to your presence. Pray that prayer for yourself so that it will be written that at so-so-so time, so-so-so date, you made that declaration in your life without anybody forcing you to do so. May the Lord keep you unto the end in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to believe that age doesn't matter to what we are talking about. You agree with me that age does not matter. Don't think this is an adult thing. It involves everybody, young or old. I was a teenager when I made this declaration personally. I was born in the church, but I did not make that declaration until I became a teenager. So please make that declaration yourself. Amen. Now, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 24, he said, many will be deceived. Let's read that place again. I will read from here, from verse 9. Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended. We betray one another and we hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Children of God, let's be reminded that to be a Christian requires constant servicing. You need to be working on something as a child of God. You need to be working, improving on something, developing on something, doing something that is spiritual as a child of God. Because with that last statement that I mentioned from the Bible, it said the love of many will grow cold. That is, all the teachings that we are receiving today, that once you are born again, you are born again forever. That is not true. If we are actually preaching from the same Bible. Jesus Christ said, some people that are first will become last. So it is possible for somebody to be a firebrand Christian at a point and turn back and become a cold Christian. So that I am doing good today as a child of God does not mean but I will continue to do good for the rest of my life if I'm not working on myself, if I'm not checking myself. Because the devil will keep on harassing you, will keep on tossing some temptation into your life, will keep on making you to get offended and do things that are against the will of God, and aggravating you and be provoking you or luring you into sinning against God. So anybody can grow cold. Don't let us be following names all over places. Because somebody is a great man of God does not make him a permanent child of God. What should be our yardstick should be the Bible, not anybody. Are we listening? The teachings of the scripture, the lessons of the scripture, your daily prayer, your fasting, your waiting on God, your watching and waiting as a Christian is what makes you somebody that will befit the kingdom of God. Because the Bible says the love of some people will grow cold. Okay? From what he said that, verse 12, and because lawlessness we abound, the love of many will grow cold. I want to talk about lawlessness. What is law? Law is something that is a rule. Okay? Lawlessness is something that does not follow rule. Now, we're talking about law. We're not talking about man's law. You know what they call democracy? Democracy is when more than 50 people are correct, according to their opinion. You're a Democrat, I'm a Republican. If we can divide the church into two, and by chance a group can be 51, another one is 49, 51 rules. So that means 51 is correct, 49 is not correct. So does that mean that it is absolute correct? It's absolute true? No. So that we make man's law does not mean it is God's law. So when we're talking about lawlessness, we're not talking about the Constitution of the United States of America. We're not talking about the law of our land. We're talking about the law of God. What is it that God requires of us? Am I talking to somebody? So how do we know the law of God? The law of God is not my man-made law. It's not your man-made rules. Listen, I love myself. I am a rational person. No matter how much Christian I am a rational person. If you give me $50 right now, what will I be thinking about? I'll be thinking about how I will use it to buy something good for myself or my immediate family before I start thinking about somebody else that is not my immediate family. I'm just being sincere. And that is exactly what you will do. I'm not saying it's right, but that makes us to be human beings that is rational in a selfish way, because we are people that are called flesh carrier. So our laws are not God's law. You know God's law by learning from the scripture. Amen. You learn God's law by learning from the scripture. So the Bible, Jesus Christ said here, he said there will be lawlessness. That is, things that are not according to the scripture is lawlessness. And we children of God, we have to be careful. If you do not follow what is written in the scripture, that means you are deviating. I'm not talking about the law of man, deviating from the will of God. And when God comes with his judgment, he will judge you according to his righteous standard. We learn from the Sunday school today. Some people, God sent them to help some people, but because of their own selfish reason, their own incapability, or whatever it is, they could not do it. When we face the judgment of God, what will happen? God will ask according to how he has sent them. That is how God operates. We cannot be, I can be partial, but God cannot be partial. That is where I was going the other time. Amen? We need to fear God. We need to be afraid of God. God is merciful. God is loving. But God is judgmental. God is harsh. God is brutal.